Stuart, can I ask you about Rangers? What do you make of the events up there over the weekend?
Oh, just disappointing again. It's more drama, isn't it, surrounding the club. It's been going on for a long time, obviously, beginning of the season, halfway through it with Joey Barton, and now obviously with Mark Warburton leaving. It's the same ones you feel for the fans, but the fans are back there backing them, and it'll be interesting to see who they bring in, if they're bringing somebody on an interim basis to the end of the season, or if they actually got somebody that they can go and get. But there's still a lot, so much to play for up there. They're the quarter final of the Scottish Cup with a home draw. They'll be looking forward to progressing that, and they've got to aim to finish second, and so they've still got the challenges. And I'm sure whoever goes in, it's a fantastic job for anyone to have, and it's a big job.
Sort of similarities when you came in there, Stuart. Alex McLeish has been touted as a possible favourite. I think he'd love the job himself. Do you think he'd be a safe pair of hands?
Yeah, certainly do. I think they've got a better side now than when I went in. But I think some like Big Echo's been there, done it and seen it. But I'm sure there'll be other good candidates as well. But watch the game on Sunday there, and obviously Big Echo, showed his. His willingness to want to get involved in it, and I'm sure he would do, yeah. So, but again, we'll have a lot watch from afar and see who goes in. Whoever goes in, obviously, hope they do a great job.
When we were up there, did you have any sort of dealings with Dave King at all, Stuart? What sort of guy is he?
Only a couple, to be honest. In fact, I had one long meeting with him, and he was up front and sound, so obviously he does a lot of back and forth travelling and that, so but no, he's... dealings I were fine, and he's a businessman, but he obviously got the club at heart, and it'll be interesting to see where we go from here.